I'm Korean. So Korean, yeah, thank you. Yeah, Korean. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, Korean says to someone who has really excellent personality or manner or common sense, we said to him, you can live without law. So what do you think? Can you live without law? No. So in our world today, I think we are fortunate to live in a country governed by the rule of the law. But have you ever wondered why we need laws? Tom, why we need the law? Okay. More chaos, that's right, yeah? Without law, should be chaos. So Paul, what do you think? Paul? Safety? Yeah, love each other. Oh, sounds good. It's good. Where's our chair of this council? What do you think, law? Great, great.
And even if everyone was trying to do the right
thing, yeah.
As
Paul said,
any car crash, if they decided
the right thing
from perfect motives, was to drive on the left side of the
other.
So you need regulations so that people can live safely and in peace.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Even in our house, we have some house rules, like such as, if you use toilet and then you clean, have to clean the toilet bowl, something like that. So yes, one more. So actually, yes, just a law. Why we need a law? That's all. Yeah. Yeah. So just last week, I was reflecting why we need a law as my thinking, just my perspective. So I wrote a bit. So I think the rule of law serves as the backbone of a just and well-functioning society. It provides a set of principles and regulations that guide individual and collective behavior, promote fairness, and contribute to the overall well-being and prosperity of our community, as conflicts are inevitable when people with different perspectives come together. Therefore, to ensure the smooth functioning of a society, we collectively agree and create laws as agreements to abide by. So these laws, essential for maintaining a well-functioning society, establish trust and safety among us. Whew, yeah, that's my thinking last week. Yeah, so imagine for a moment living in a country where the law does not operate like this. So would you feel safe? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So recently I watched a news. So the news said about the happening in Ecuador. So you know Ecuador in South America country? Yeah, so is the government already lost their control and it become just a gangland. So the gang killed the judges and lawyers and some government officers, and it's chaos. So the Ecuador government, now they are really hardly fighting to the gangs. So in a world without laws, when the legal system is absent, the powerful would seize everything by force like a gang. the principles of human rights and justice would become difficult, if not impossible, to uphold. Each law is established with a specific purpose and meaning. Nevertheless, yet, we must acknowledge that laws, while crucial, do not solve everything. Unfortunately, throughout history and even in our present time, some individuals have misused laws for personal gain and selfish purposes. In the society where Jesus lived, ancient Judea, there were traditions that used the law for personal gain rather than upholding its true meaning and purpose. Jesus, in a moment of righteous anger, cleansed the temple, making a powerful statement against the distortion of God's law. In John 2:16, Jesus says, "Stop turning my father's house into a market," highlighting their misuse of sacred spaces and rituals for personal gain. The incident at the temple serves as a stark reminder that the true meaning and purpose of God's law can be distorted. In Jesus' time, Moses' law, the Ten Commandments given by God to Israel, had already been twisted. The Ten Commandments meant to guide people in loving God and their neighbors had turned into a set of rules kept merely to prove one's righteousness. People lost sight of the reason behind these laws, creating additional rules and falling into self-satisfaction, thinking that mere adherence to laws would make them righteous. Consider the scene of people exchanging money and selling animals in the temple. Before Jesus' arrival, individuals in Judea had to travel to the temple in Jerusalem to offer sacrifices for the forgiveness of their sins. The temple, being the sole place for such sacrifices, presented challenges for those who did not live in Jerusalem. They had to bring their own animals for sacrifices, making the process inconvenient. So, merchants inside the temple took advantage of this situation, selling relatively cheap, sick, or disabled animals. These practices had nothing to do with the true purpose and meaning of God's law. So in Mark 7:9-13, as an example, Jesus criticizes the distortion of God's law, pointing to the Korban tradition practiced by the Jews. Let me read it. "Then he said to them, 'You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. For Moses said, "Honor your father and your mother, and whoever speaks evil of a father or a mother must surely die. But you say that if anyone tells a father or a mother, whatever support you might have had from me is korban, that is, an offering to God, then you no longer permit doing anything for a father or a mother, thus making void the word of God through your tradition that you have handed on. And you do many things like this.'" Actually, this tradition originally created to help the poor who were not able to care for their parents, had been abused. So Jesus strongly condemned the hypocrisy of those who used it to avoid their responsibilities. That means some people, just wealthy people or not poor people, they used this tradition to avoid the responsibility for their father and mother. So Jesus pointed out this situation. What does this cleansing of a temple mean for us in the modern era? It serves as a profound reminder of the purpose and meaning of God's law. The author of the Gospel of John prompts us to reflect on these timeless principles and encourages us to follow them diligently. Jesus did not come to abolish the law. His purpose was to complete it with love. So my brothers and sisters in Endeavor Hills United Church, as we ponder the significance of God's law and reflect on Jesus' cleansing of the temple, let us carry this message into our lives. In a world shaped by laws, let our hearts be guided by love, ensuring that our actions resonate with the true purpose of God's commandments. When we hold strong convictions or our own laws with zeal for our church or society without love, we may be in danger of misjudging or misinterpreting the true meaning and purpose of God's law. Let us strive to follow God's laws with heart filled with love, avoiding the pitfalls of distorted interpretations. As we navigate our lives in this governed society, let us cherish the true meaning of the Ten Commandments, understanding its true purpose and meaning. In doing so, we honor the divine wisdom that guides us toward justice, righteousness, and the ultimate fulfillment of God's purpose in our lives. May Jesus' cleansing of the temple echo in our hearts as a call to uphold the true meaning and purpose of God's law, fulfilling it with love. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, as we conclude our reflections on the significance of laws and their distortion, we seek your guidance. May the cleansing of the temple by Jesus be a lasting reminder for us to uphold the true meaning and purpose of your law. Grant us the wisdom to navigate our lives with love, justice, and righteousness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.